This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, how can we reach you? You've got a website now.
Okay, I do have a website now. My website, at the moment, mostly it has to do with promoting my book, which is The Lover of the Pirate King. But it's GwynethIsaacs.com. That's www.GwynethIsaacs. That's all one word, .com. Yeah. But probably I will, the other reason why I have it is because I can see what's happening with Facebook. And I'm taking a leaf out of Matt Drudge's book, and I'm taking a leaf out of Alex Jones's book. Matt Drudge many years ago told Alex Jones to make sure that he had his own website because soon all of his social media sites would go away. And so I'm going to probably be making it into something like something of a news site, you know, for what's going on in my life and what's going on around here, and more or less a place for me to post stuff that is interesting and relevant. So, yeah, definitely bookmark it. And it's a very easy website to remember anyway. I've actually had it for a little while, but last fortnight I held my breath and I shut my eyes and I forked out for a domain name. And you know something, Vincent, domain names are not cheap. They've really, really gone up since the last time I had one. I think the last time I had one was probably about 10 years ago and I think it cost me $25 a year or something. So this one is on special. It was about, it was just under, probably about 120 Australian, probably about 90-something dollars US.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's actually, they were having a 50% off sale on domain names. So if you are doing a lot of stuff on the internet and posting a lot of stuff, then, you know, definitely get your own domain name. Just like I said, hold your breath and shut your eyes and just pay for it. Because, you know, especially if it's one associated with your name and especially if you have any sort of prominent presence, you know, on the internet, like, you know, because, you know, otherwise you might find you have trouble getting the domain that you want. But anyway, there we go. What I would love to talk about, and I would really urge people, if they like adventure, romance type fiction, get in touch with me on Facebook or through email. I can be contacted for the moment at gwyneth@gmail.com. That's gwyneth@gmail.com. If you email me and you're in the continental United States, I can get a copy of my book posted out to you for $10 postpaid on Amazon. And you will not find a cheaper price than that for my book. And that helps to support my work. you know. And of that $10, I might see $6, you know, as basically pure profit. And every little bit helps, you know, and it might not seem like much. But, you know, Amazon, what Norm Shealy have been saying, what Doc Ram have been saying, Amazon's not paying me my royalty, to be perfectly blunt. I don't think they like me. I don't think they like the fact that I've published a book on their site. And the thing is, it's a book that basically is something of, this is how you could negotiate actually having a successful relationship. But it's a work of fiction, okay? And it's a work of fiction where, you know, in my past life, I was George Wilson. I was compelled by the circumstances of my life to dress as a man and pretend to be a man. And then I found myself on Robert's ship, and Robert had the death penalty for that. And yet when he found out about that, instead, he chose to love me. Instead of, you know, basically, according to the laws of his ship, I should have been basically shot. But that's what happened, and it was because there was a past life connection there already. But the thing is, I think the people are so screwed up. They don't know how to have relationships. They don't know how to have male and female relationships anymore. They don't know how to have romance anymore. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. I think as you're saying that, I'm thinking about our boys. And we have two very intelligent boys. Both of them have studied martial arts for years. Both of them understand finance, economics, farming, entrepreneurship. They both have their own businesses. They both have honor and integrity. They don't cause people problems. They're both handsome. They think like their mom and dad. We live in a traditional family, and neither... But let me tell you the rest of the story. Neither one of them has a permanent girlfriend.
Yeah.
Neither one of them.
Yeah.
And
because, yeah, people have forgotten how to do that. And the people that still remember how to do that are few and far between, and they're really having a lot of problems finding each other. And I was very fortunate because both Archie and I knew how to negotiate life together as a couple. But if you wanted to have what was the theme of this book, it's these two, the two lovers in this book, they have a life that is full of challenges that you and I could not even begin to imagine, okay? And yet they managed to negotiate that life together, and they managed to find some degree of happiness. So, and if you look out there, happy couples are pretty thin on the ground. And, you know, everybody is me first, me first, me first, me first. And they don't realize that there's a lot of give and take, but it also takes somebody to be in the lead and for the other person sometimes just to back off and just to let the other one make the decision. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does, and I can tell you that in the case of both of our boys, the reason that neither one has a girlfriend is because their experiences has shown them that the girls of today are so me first that it's just unbearable. And the girls will say it. The girls will say, I'm selfish. I'm demanding. I'm unreasonable. But that's the way I am. Take it or leave it. And I think our boys were in the leave it department. Really? There's no give and take?
Oh, my gosh.
No, seriously. I'm very serious. And, you know, they have some standards. they would appreciate finding someone who doesn't have tattoos on her face, piercings, you know, nose rings, all kinds of metallic objects stuck in their bodies. They would appreciate finding someone who likes to think. They would like to find someone who would like to live on a farm. Someone who is not addicted to substances, not addicted to social media, not addicted to spending money they don't have. Someone who is willing to hold up the other end of the board. And that's like Mrs. Finelli. If she will ask all day long, you guys need anything? You guys need any help? We'll ask her, do you need any help? Anything we can do? That's the way it is at our farm. But that's not the way it is with most people. And I'm going to give you a very concrete example. When I was of dating age and I had my state-issued permit to drive a vehicle on the road, I had a two-seater car. And when I went out on a first date with a girl, this particular car did not have all these electronic gadgets. You didn't push a button and have the doors unlock. They were manual locks. And if we were coming from, let's say we grabbed a bite to eat and we're coming to my car in the parking lot, I would go to her door and unlock her door with a key and hold the door open for her to get in. And I'd close the door for her. Now, this is date number one. Date number one. If she reached over to unlock my door, then there could be another date. If she just sat there and didn't have the energy, the desire, or the inclination to unlock my door for me from the inside, there was no second chance. If she smoked, there was no second chance. If she wasn't polite, please, thank you, there was no second chance. Now, if she made it all the way back to my home where I lived with my parents, and let's say we were having dinner, if she sat there like a bump on the log and didn't offer to help, like help my mom cook, help my mom set the table, help whatever it was, or at the end of the meal, help clean up the clean the table, meaning bring the dishes to the kitchen sink, didn't offer to help put food in the refrigerator, just sat there. It was over right then and there. And those are expectations that our children have. They expect that the young lady is going to have some manners, is going to pitch in, and is going to be a member of the unit. And if this person is a prima donna and is not willing to help and expects to be waited on, there will be no second chance. It's as simple as that. If the young lady, if the female uses profanity, it's over. Okay? So we expect manners, politeness, engagement in terms of helping out. That's what we expect. And we don't expect risky behavior of any kind. So those are the requirements. So, class, if you know someone who meets those requirements, send a picture with a stamped self-addressed envelope, and we'll get back to you. I'm just kidding. But but that's what they used to say in radio. Send a stamped self-addressed envelope. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, I still have that very car that Mrs. Finelli and I went out on our first date, and it's a 1968 American Motors AMX. It's blue with a white stripe, 390 cubic inch engine, 4-speed, a 2-seater. And yes, she unlocked the door for me on our first date. And she helped me pull out engines many times. Many engines for rebuilds, and she would rebuild them with me, and she'd work on cars with me, and she would be the mechanic's helper. And she showed interest in the things that I was interested in. As a matter of fact, she decided she wanted to buy a stereo system, because that was something that people did back then. And I had a Dynaco, D-Y-N-A-C-O, system that I built from a kit, many components, amplifiers, preamplifiers, tuners, things like that, and you had to solder them. So she wanted an 80-watt amplifier and a preamplifier, and she bought the kit, learned how to solder it, and built it. She did a fabulous job. So, yes, that can be done, and I believe that those are kinds of skills and traits that are lost today. I don't think young people do those things. I don't think they open the car doors for each other. I think we've lost the ability or the desire to be polite and kind, but yet that is required here, and the boys will not compromise, and they are not interested in dating anyone who is not polite, kind, helpful, and they don't want someone who's disfigured at their own accord by doing stupid, risky behaviors. So that's where we are, Gwyneth.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your reaction to that?
I can absolutely see that you've raised probably the some of the most sensible boys in your area, and I'm really surprised that all the women in the area, all the young ladies in the area, are not falling over themselves to snap them up and to maybe make some changes to their own behavior in order to do so. You know, this kind of segues nicely into what I was wanting to talk about today, which was how we all get along with each other. And I think I wrote that in the email that I sent you. We as humans are by nature tribal creatures, okay? And now, it's fine to sort of like say, well, yeah, I've bought, 20 acres of land. It's up in the Hinter Boonies, and that's my bug-out location, and when it all falls apart, that's where I'm going to go. It's got no house on it. It's got no resources on it. You know, it's just 20 acres of land. It's got a big valley through the middle of it or whatever. But that's okay. We'll sort it out when we get there. Really? What about the people who are around you? Have you met them? Do you even know them? You know, I assume that this is not just a 20-acre parcel of land that's just carved out in the middle of nowhere. There's probably going to be other 20-acre parcels around it. Who owns those other 20-acre parcels, and have you ever met them, and do you like them, and do you get on with them? You know? And if you haven't met them and you haven't you don't know them, then you better pray to God in heaven that they're good and kind and nice and sensible and wise people. They are people after your own heart. And because otherwise it could get into a really, really bad situation. If you are living next door to somebody who is basically out for what they can get, you know, it's not going to go well. If you have 20 acres of land that you've bought for the big collapse that's coming, you better make sure you move on to it ahead of time. Even if you only live there part-time, even if you only live there for 2 or 3 days of the week, you better go there every weekend and do some work on your land. Begin to build up the water catchment. This is something that people don't consider, that you've actually, you can improve the amount of groundwater that is directly underneath your land. And it's well known. And, you know, that was one of the things that I really, really took a big interest in when I was at the University of Melbourne for catchment
management. Hold that thought. Hold that
thought. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another month of weak job creation. Private payroll firm ADP says in its report out this morning that the economy created only around 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, well below analysts' forecasts, and not much over the 41,000 new jobs created in May. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday.
Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher found not guilty on the most severe charges he was facing, including murder and attempted murder for the death of an ISIS fighter in Iraq. As he looks towards his sentencing later today, he's thanking people who stood by his side.
I especially want to say thank you to Congressman Duncan Hunter and Congressman Ralph Norman, also to President Trump. For intervening when he did.
Gallagher, who was convicted for posing for a photo with a casualty, speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Hazardous waste materials are just that, hazardous. Not only can they be dangerous to you and your health, they're dangerous to the environment and should never go into your regular trash. Do a quick online search or check with the folks in your community for ways to safely dispose of or recycle old paints, solvents, and other toxic chemicals. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day
you've
got your.
Take my.
When you go
to the
feed,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, one of the things that is a common thread through our discussion is that it's darn near impossible to do it without a close-knit family, to survive without a close-knit family, to survive without being a member of a tribe, if you want to use the word tribe. Very, very difficult, because it takes lots of strength to do whatever it is that's required to survive. If you look at the Amish, they get together. They have their own dialect. They have their own language. They have, we can say, a tribe. That's what it takes. That's what it takes to be successful in the endeavor. Many hands makes light work. And it's absolutely true. If you try to do it by yourself, it's really hard. That's why people go to work. They go to work because then there's the peer pressure and everybody seems to be, you know, pulling the same way. And it works better than if we all go and do our individual thing. That's why me first doesn't work. Being selfish doesn't work. You have to be part of a village in order to be successful. But it's becoming darn near impossible to be part of a village today because of the electronics, because of social media, because of the constant contact, the addiction of these little pocket computers and transceivers called cell phones. It's impossible for many people to put those darn things down and get to work. But I can tell you that you don't have to have one. I don't have one. Now, in your neck of the woods, if they're making landlines so expensive that they're unaffordable, then maybe there's no choice. But for most people, they're addicted to their phones. Look at me, look at me. And they need that constant reminder to themselves that, yes, they are important in their own little tiny lives. But without a team, it doesn't work so well. And you were talking about an email to me about the indigenous village, right? They work as a team.
Yeah, that's right. They worked as a team. And, you know, this is a village, a small town that was in New Zealand. It's still there, by the way. And the name of the town was called Ruatoria. That's Ruatoria. And if anyone wants to see the history of Ruatoria in New Zealand, you can go on the internet and look it up. But basically, they had a problem. There was a Maori tribe that lived there, and they had lived there for many, many hundreds of years peacefully. And absolutely beautiful location, near the sea, you know, no, hardly ever any frost or wind or any, you know, that they lived next to the sea, so they did get storms come through. But, you know, it was basically like a little piece of heaven dropped down onto the earth, okay? That's what this community, Ruatoria, was like. And it had maybe several hundred people live there. And it's a sort of community where the country was rich enough where even if you had no money whatsoever, you could go and you could get yourself a retired racehorse and you could have some sort of transport, okay, and just feed your horse off the grass that grew there. And these Maori kids who lived there, they would get these old racehorses and they would re-break them, and that would be their transport. And, you know, the kids would ride their horses around, and they would go to, I don't know if you've ever had anything to do with Polynesian culture, South Asian culture. They have a big house, which is the center of the village, okay? And everybody in that village, they all know who each other is. They're all members of the same tribe. And they're all, they've been connected there for many, many generations as members of the same tribe. And each tribe or each sub-tribe has its own big house. And the members of that tribe are allowed to go to the big house at any time of the day or night and just meet there. You know, and they meet there and they have cups of tea and they, you know, make food and they sit and they sing, they do craft work. And it's more or less constantly there's always something ongoing at the big house, okay? And it's in that video, there was the kids would ride into town and they would ride their horses right up to the step of the big house and look in off their horses' back and see what was going on in the big house. But the elders have told him, you're not allowed to bring the horses into the big house. You know, but that is something that is missing in today's society. And in the Māori language, it's called marae. Okay? We're missing the concept of marae. where you've got a community of maybe several hundred people, and ultimately they're all related but not too closely related. You know, you've got different branches of the family, so that, you know, you can marry into the community from outside. You can go out and you can find yourself a wife, and you can bring your wife into the community, and she'll be accepted as long as she's with you in the community, you know. And but like I say, that's something that's really lacking. In this particular community, they had such cohesion, and it was such a beautiful place, and they're all such at peace, that the blue team had to go in and start burning things down to begin to create division in this community. Okay? And for a while it worked. And this went on for maybe 2 or 3 years. And you were getting churches getting burnt down, and you were getting houses burnt down. And then the blue team would come in and say, oh, we arrested so-and-so. So-and-so was responsible. And never allowing the man himself to, you know, give a good account of himself. You know, it probably wasn't him at all. And, you know, afterwards it did come out that it was the blue team. It was the police going and burning down the churches and going and burning down houses in this beautiful, peaceful community just to make trouble. I'm sure that doesn't shock you, Vincent, but it probably does disgust you.
Of course. Of course.
And what happened was this community, a related tribe from another part of the country heard what was going on there, and there was, you know, people from that tribe, they've gotten together a band, which was reasonably successful, you know. And this band, they were beginning to do, backing acts, and, you know, the first act on stage for some pretty big and important bands. And they were beginning to sell a lot of albums themselves because they were really good. And I said, we're going to go and we're going to help our brothers in this community, even though we've never met them. We're going to do our album launch in this community. Okay? And in New Zealand, like I say, they were getting to be a very, very prominent band in New Zealand. And the name of the band was called Herbs. And they did, they put together an album, and they called this album Sensitive to a Smile, okay? And you can go on YouTube and listen to the song Sensitive to a Smile by Herbs, and it's an absolutely beautiful song. And they did the album launch with all the media publicity that was associated with it. And you know what, Vincent? They said, we got to the town and it was nothing like the press had been saying about it. It was a beautiful place. It was a peaceful place. We had the best times. There was kids riding their horses up the middle of the road and just meeting together and hanging out and having little horse races around, you know, and this sort of thing. You know, taking their horses down to the beach and having a swim. And then they'd all go home. And it was peaceful and it was happy. And it was cohesive, and the community, they loved each other. And, you know, the fact that they did that album launch in that town completely in one weekend put an end to all of the rubbish and the destructiveness that the blue team had been doing. After that, they gave up and they stopped it. How's that? That's what I'm talking about. People actually going out and helping each other. You know, this was not even the same tribe, but it was all of the Maori tribes in New Zealand. They were all related. They all came off of, there were people in New Zealand before the Maori got there, but the Maori people, they came from 10 canoes, okay? And each canoe landed in a particular place and basically over a period of time took control of the land that was there. And, you know, they married into the people who were already there, and sometimes they went to war and, you know, defeated the people who were already there. And that's how the world has always operated. you know. But yeah, they found a way to live at peace and negotiate conflict without it erupting into a massive war. Because they'd been through a time, even as recently as 200 years ago, New Zealand was in such a state that, you know, that they were in danger, the Maori people were actually in danger of wiping themselves out through intertribal conflict. But they learned a way to go and talk to your neighbours, negotiate with them, and come to an agreement where you didn't wipe yourself out through warfare. That's what we're all going to have to do if we're going to survive this coming collapse. Because there is a collapse coming. It's going to be bad. You're going to have to probably deal with a lot of people that you don't know that are moving into your area as refugees, you know. And if anybody comes camping on my land, you know, I'm going to see them off. Because that is the natural way of humanity. If you've got land, you must defend that land or you're going to be pushed off it. And I'm going to defend my land. I'm not going to let some random interloper with a tent come and camp on my land. You know? But if there's a war, then they're going to lose. You know? I hope it doesn't come to that, but I think that you know, if I project that attitude of this is my land, you're not going to come on it. If you want to go and live in the state forest up the road, go for it. There's you know, 10,000 acres of state forest up the road. Go and pitch your tent there, but you're not having my land. You know, and it's coming to that sort of balance that is the key. And like I say, it's all this sociology of collapse and of preparedness that people have to understand. Or all the rest of it is just not going to be worth it because you're not going to survive. You're going to end up falling into conflict, needless conflict. Or you're going to end up bending over and having somebody take everything that you've worked so hard to achieve.
We'll be right back.
Does that make sense?
We'll be right back. Absolutely.
Looking
we'll be right
for that
back.
Edge during those intimate moments, we see many ads for enhancement, but the same is death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business business, one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Have you experienced growing moringa trees, M-O-R-I-N-G-A, in Australia?
They do grow here. I have heard of them. I'm not sure how well they would grow in our location because we get frost.
Okay, that's the problem. That's the problem with moringa. But
dry enough.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It would be dry enough, but we do get frost. And sometimes the frosts are quite heavy. Sometimes on a really, really cold, frosty morning, you'll go out and there'll be a quarter of an inch thick ice on the dog's water.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a problem. I'm going to try to grow them here. I let our class know that I ordered some seeds and I ordered some saplings. They were $6 a piece, and I'll keep you posted as to how this all goes. Norm Shealy has been talking about how beneficial these trees are, and you can just eat the leaves. So if things get very bad, you can eat the leaves, but they have so many health benefits, we should be eating them anyway. So, they can grow to 30 feet tall. So that could be a problem for growing indoors, but I'll let you all know how it goes. So, Gwyneth, the point of this is we have to work together. It's really tough to be an island because we need each other's help, but yet people don't want to work together. And that's what's happened. But back in the 1800s, we did work together. We did know our neighbors. And I can tell you, even the 1970s, we started distancing ourselves from our neighbors. Back then, Mrs. Finelli and I lived in a neighborhood, and there were six properties that touched ours, and I knew three of them. Three. But that was after maybe, a decade. But back in the 1960s, it was different. Back just 10 years before that, people did know, or 20 years before that, people did know their neighbors. They did have little get-togethers where the neighbors would be invited to each other's houses, and they would have little dinner parties, and That was normal back then. But now, does anybody have a dinner party? I haven't heard of one. You know, we invite friends and neighbors over, you know, during the holidays. We think it's the right thing to do. We want to do it. We like doing it. But I don't see many other people doing it. They have their family over, but do they invite friends? And do you think it's the same way in Australia?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that it is. And, you know, I came into this area and I basically knew nobody in the area. And that was 6 years ago now. And I've made a few friends, and that's good. And I'm actually really thanking God, because most of my neighbours I get on quite well with. There's only one set of neighbours that I don't get on well with, and surprise, surprise, nobody in the area seems to get on well with this group of people. Everybody hates them because they were born here and they have been the local bad guys for generations. And they own, you know, probably about at least 5,500 acres of land. And those, you know, we've got 500 odd acres up the back of our place, which is on our back boundary, which is owned by them. And across the road, we've got about 5,000 acres, which is owned by them, you know. But the other neighbours, they're all fine. But as soon as you mention this family, you know, that owns this 5,500 acres, everybody just rolls their eyes and begins uttering expletives, which is the Australian way of saying we don't like them very much. You know, and that's just how it is. But most of the rest of the people around here have been really good. And the only exception that I would say to that has been the government workers and the blue team. The government workers around here are horrible, and the blue team's horrible. But most of the ordinary villagers are great. So you can talk to them. You can call them up if there's a problem, you know, and just sort of sort things out. And one day we had one of their sheep come across and just decided that it was going to camp itself in our paddock. We called them up and they came straight over and picked it up and said, thank you very much for, you know, confining our sheep. And, you know, I said, oh, that's all right, you know. But I could just about guarantee that if it had been the guys up the back, whose property that the sheep had wandered onto, that it would have either ended up in the freezer, or it probably would have ended up in the freezer. You know, it probably wouldn't have ended up back in its home flock.
Right.
Because, I mean, they have thousands of sheep on their own, but if they get somebody's sheep that wanders onto their land, then they're likely to just get that sheep and just kill it just for the sake of, you know, having somebody else's.
We're out of time.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.